TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Good evening, everyone. It's your hip hop informer, your man TM Hyman. It's like 7 o'clock out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 8 o'clock in Denver, Colorado. It's 9 o'clock in Houston, Texas, and at this point it is 10:01 in Tampa, Florida. Regardless of where you are here in the country, in the world, you are tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. Go ahead and jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hope you had a good week, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Yo, it's Freestyle Friday up in here. Something new tonight. Yo, we got a Freestyle Friday jump off coming at around 10:30. We got a hip hop battle for show tonight, folks. A male versus a female MC, and then in the second hour, we got the winner from that first round. Battling another MC in the second round. It's Freestyle Fridays tonight. While we discuss an interesting topic that's spinning off of that Mr. and Miss Wright conversation we had Sunday and Monday, the question being posed tonight, if she or he makes more money, does that make them the head of the household? If she or he makes more money, does that make them head of the household? Ponder that thought as we jump right into it. This is a country boy from one of our battle MCs tonight, my man Birthmark, country boy, TM Hyman Radio Live. What's up, TGIF, everybody?
Why I am the way I am, boy.
Yeah, yeah. You know we had to do it for the South, right?
Young Stone, you for the last time.
Birthmark is why I am. Stand up. Backwoods long roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolet, Cadillac, with some country boys. Afros, cornrows, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. Backwoods, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolet, Cadillac, with some country boys. Afros, cornrows, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. From the dirty, but we get so clean. Hospitable, but we get straight mean. Many dreams, sitting on the front porch. Many lows, no opportunity to grow. They call us low class, a bunch of country bammers. Bilingual, yeah, we got our own realm. Yeah, we handle any drama always. Knuckle up, homeboy, bump calling goalie.
Put them up,
mic up, then we cool on the next day. Get your coffee drunk on your birthday.
Secret.
Sexy women, and you know they thirsty. Come back home, now they all trying to sex me. Undergraduate, trying to get a bankroll. Street hanging, entertaining, out there flipping. A country boy, play the game how it goes. Never been scared to get a little dirt on the road. Backwoods, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolets, Cadillacs, we some country boys. Afros, cornrows, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. Backwoods, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolets, Cadillacs, we some country boys. Afros, cornrows, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. They like them new class. We do them old school. We do them 24s. They do them 22s. Little mama said they were so new. But then I came away from the dirty south. Ain't no clubbing like the hole in the wall. Bustin' licks in the restroom stall.
Get money.
We gotta look up. No words at all. Moonshine be that backup alcohol.
Toss it up.
Grindin' and sweatin' just out having fun. That homegrown got me by the cough up a lung.
Hey,
12 in the truck,
hey,
sounding like
hey,
two bass drums.
Hey,
cut his
hey,
hurting,
hey,
high
hey,
life prices,
hey,
the fuel's
hey,
hurting. Lot of deal born in GA ways. Family full of hustlers out to get paid. Dog slangers, bootleggers, pistol packers. Not legit and still a razz body cookie back. Backwoods, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolets, Cadillacs, we some country boys. Afros, cornrows, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy, and I'm a country boy. Backwoods, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolets, Cadillacs, we some country boys. Afros, cornrows, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy, and I'm a country boy.
We got a Friday freestyle jump off coming with my man Birthmark and CeeLo. What's the female artist's name? Welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon in the morning time. And before, I'm glad you gave me a moment to say something. Yeah, we got to postpone that. Yeah, because Birthmark, I just got off the phone with him and something just came up. And so he's not going to be able to participate in that tonight. So.
Folks, I had already threw it out to the people. You're a little late if you're just tuning in. Folks, you just heard it. Sorry about that. Toya, welcome to the show.
Oh. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Boy.
CeeLo, TM, what's going on this evening?
All right. Well, CeeLo, damn it.
I know, look, first of all, I'm pissed because I was ready for this. And I was, like, really amped up about it, and I got, like, a million apologies or whatever, but he's, like, something, you know what I'm saying, like, came up. That
okay,
he had,
so can we do this? Can we do this, folks? This is Be Real Radio. If you're just tuning in, this is TM Hyman Radio Live. I see some folks out there, so I know folks already heard it, so I can't even retract it, you know. Again, regardless of wherever you are in the world tonight, here on the East Coast, it is 10:07. We were talking about a freestyle battle with a Birthmark and a female. So can we get the female and whoever was going to step up in the second round? Can we just get them to battle in the first round?
I can double check on that, sir.
All right, you know what? We're going to keep it moving and see if we can facilitate that.
Matter of fact, let's see. Is there anybody out there in the listening audience that would like to participate in that?
Well, we can throw it out there. I don't want the show to we had that scheduled, so I don't want to move too far along in the show. We can still get that done like in the next 10. Folks, we are producing the show while we are actually on the air.
Kyle,
again, this is Be Real Radio. You know what, Miss Willingham, welcome to the show.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hi, Miraguay.
Hey, George.
CeeLo, work on that. And I'm going to close your mic so we can't hear you so you can really work on it. It's Friday night, folks. It's Friday night. We're trying to get this freestyle battle jumped off, so we're going to give CeeLo an opportunity to try to pull together, these MCs for us. Welcome, ladies. We talking about, whoever bringing home the bacon tonight, does that make them the head of the household? You know, folks, the question is, spinning off of this this conversation we had Sunday and Monday about Mr. and Miss Wright, if she makes the money or if he makes the money or more money, does that make him or her the head of the household? Who is the head of the household? What makes the head of the household? That's the conversation tonight. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We're trying to pull together a freestyle battle for our Freestyle Friday update coming soon. Ladies, go ahead and weigh in.
Go ahead, Miss Willingham.
Oh, okay. I would like to say that according to the model in which I live by, which is my word. I'm a Christian. The standard model. My word says the head of my household is also supposed to provide. So if he is the one making the money, being the breadwinner, he is the head of the household. He wears the pants. But not only that, that's the way it's supposed to be. Not saying that if I ended up making more money than him, would he no longer be the head of the household? No, he still would be. But however, going into it, definitely making more money than me so that he can provide for our family. He can take care of us. He can't be the breadwinner and provide and take care of us according to the word that I believe in, if he doesn't make more money than me and I have to take care of us. So this is, I would have to say that, the man is the head of the household and he's the breadwinner according to my word because he has to take care of me.
Okay.
You hear that? Yeah. Okay, people may not like that, but this is Be Real Radio, and I'm being very, very real.
No, I think that is aligned with the Christian lifestyle. So I think that is real.
I just wanted to say that to come back, because I know you gave me such a hard time the other night when I came with, if a man wants to be with a woman who makes more money than she do, I don't see a problem with that. All I'm saying is if that's a man's goal, that's fine. And if that's a woman's goal, that's fine. I'm just saying that the majority of the time that normally creates problems, because if you're living by the Christian model, it's not supposed to go that way.
Understood.
All right.
And I didn't mean to give you a hard time.
Yes, she did.
You're right.
I meant to give her a hard time. That's what I do.
See, listen, all that love.
No, but I do agree with her as far as the model base, living in the Christian life that we live in. The man is supposed to be the head of the household, but we all know that really may not happen if the woman is making more money, because you know how women are. I'm independent. I can do my own thing. I don't need you. I have my own money. So, yeah, it can be a big problem. But even if the man is not making as much money as the woman, he still should technically be the head of the household. And if he's not providing for his family, or the decisions that he makes for the family as the head of the household aren't good decisions, then he has to answer for that. So regardless of who makes what money, he is still the head of the household, and he is responsible for taking care of and providing for his family. And if he does not do what he's supposed to, he has to answer for that. So.
Yeah, and see that's pretty much where I am, because see, I think the head of the household, and it's pretty much what we both are saying. It's what you both are saying, in my opinion. To me, dad should be the head of the household. Period. Dad should be dad. He should be the provider. He should be the protector. But I'm gonna tell you, when it comes to money, dad can be the provider and still be the protector and not make as much money. Because guess what? I'm gonna tell you, it only takes a certain amount of money to live, point blank, period. Now, if it's about lifestyle. See,
right, and I was
just
ready to say that.
You can live, but it's about lifestyle. So it's my opinion that dad, man, according to how it's supposed to be, dad's supposed to be the head of the household. Dad is supposed to be the provider and the protector, even if dad don't make more money. Because I'm going to tell you, two salaries could go a long way in a household. Folks, 917-889-3926 tonight, we are talking about, if she or he makes more money, does that make them the head of the household? We're going to keep this going after this one. This is You Got Me, Vail, TM Hyman Radio Live. Actually, it's called You Got 'Em. It's the artist known as Vail, a.k.a. Mr. Seven Cities, TM Hyman Radio Live.
You got 'em. You got 'em. Oh, you got
him. It's Mr. Seven City.
I got him. I got him.
You get in the club, you just like, ooh, I'm a cute with this outfit.
Nice jeans on, body looking stunning. Now it's time to have like, yeah, I know you want me. I got him. I got him. I got him. Oh, I got him. My pants looking loaded, put my pockets full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar, and stay in front of life. You got him. I got him. I got him. You got him. Oh, what?
all around 2 to 8. Yeah, she ran it back, getting with that money, yeah. Like the study Zodiac, Capricorn, till you get to the money, your word is bomb. Bottles coming pink, one spilling while I'm chilling. My lady with me, but it's plenty women in the building. So I spot him, I see him, then I got him. No problem, I holler. Like mama, I'm Mr. 7 Cities, 20 cars in the front, 10 deep, we inside. Other 10 for the ladies, just in case they wanna ride. Pants looking loaded from a pocket full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar and say you're feeling nice. You got it, you got your camera, you got it. Tonight we club hopping, ladies jacking, money dropping, no limit is non stopping. Bad chicks all around me, a dime a dozen. Call it groupie loving. She came in with her husband. This is my party, and yeah, no phonies, I'm sorry. Chase the smoke with Bacardi, none for me, but just call me. When the models here, oh yeah, so we can get right. Day and night, party, party, party with the week flight. Monday to Sunday, plane flights one way. Ride waiting for me before I take off the runway. I know you want me, with my ladies feeling like. First match the outfit and belly ring looking nice. Nails full, open toes, showing off the feet. Lip gloss looking luscious, I wanna eat. Your body working hard, need to be promoted. Gloss on the job, plus my pants fully loaded. My pants looking loaded, put my pocket full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar and stay feeling nice. You got it, you got your camera, you got it, I got it, oh you got it, oh I got it. You got your nice jeans on, body looking stunning, looking now it's turning hair like, yeah, I know you feel it. You got it, you got your camera, you got it, oh you got it, oh I got it. Take the picture camera on, paparazzi all around, throw a stack, blow it down, party poppy all around. DJ spinning crazy, the club crunk. A few mean like we don't spend the club chunk. She throwing back her dump truck, gotta fill it up with bucks. Do it up cause that's the first party of the month. Club Phoenix, you know how we do it. Now play my theme music. They hate me but gotta love me in the worst way. Like the blow pop like candy, it's my birthday. Ladies, we got Bell in the club. Everybody air it out cause it's all love. Drinks kicking in, so everybody comfy. Mommy keep eyeing me down, I'm like she want me. Haters looking grumpy, at the bar grumpy. But it don't matter at all, cause I know they see. My pants looking loaded from a pocket full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar and stay in front of me. You got it, I got it, you got it, I got it. Oh, you got it, oh, I got it. You got your nice jeans on, body looking stunning. Now it's time to have like, yeah, I know you feel alive. You got
it, you got it, you got it, oh, you got it, oh, I got it. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. Tonight, we're talking about if he or she makes more money, does that make them the head of the household? Charlotte, North Carolina, give us our update tonight on our freestyle battle and a comment on the topic.
Okay, the update is the ones that were to participate, they all suck. And
uh-oh.
So yeah, like the broad is in the movies. And first part, I understand. He, you know what I'm saying, something came up.
Oh, man. Okay,
I don't know about the other
comment
crackers
on the topic. Fast forward to the topic.
Look, okay, the topic. I run my house. I don't give a fuck who makes more money.
Hey,
I run.
Hey.
I thought y'all was talking to somebody different today. No, it's still me. Hi. No, really. I run my house.
Do me a favor, folks. Jump on the chat. Jump on the chat. We chatting. We are chatting right now because I want y'all to tell me if we need to keep her mic closed. Jump, just click that button right there on the page. It's
whatever.
Click chat now. Chat now. Just tell me if
whatever
you need to close the mic in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I will.
But no, like, really, I don't think it has anything to do with finances. I think it's how the household is handled, because I don't think any good woman, if a man comes home and, you know, I don't know. I guess he pays what he needs to pay the bills or whatever. As long as he takes care of home first, it doesn't matter. Most women won't complain as long as home is taken care of. I don't know anyone that would complain, really, as long as
home. But isn't that what it's about, though? It's about taking care of home so that she doesn't complain.
Right, so nobody complains, actually. You know, I mean, everyone should want a clean house, not just, you know, just one of them. You know, no, everyone in the household should want the house to stay clean. Everybody should be able to eat and clean up after themselves. I mean, that...
You don't want to do a damn thing, huh? Every man for himself.
It's not that, but I'm not gonna clean up after no grown ass person either. No, I don't. What? No. No, I don't.
You don't think that there are some? Damn, I'm probably about to get chopped up. You don't think that there are some womanly duties that come along with being in a
relationship?
Being in a marriage where, I mean, it's a lot that comes with I was about to say being in holy matrimony. That's what I was about to say. But, yeah,
giving birth.
In a relationship, period. I mean, huh?
Giving birth is a womanly thing that we do. I mean, anything else is fair game. You can wash clothes. You can wash dishes. That's no man or woman.
Is that beneath you? Is that beneath you in a relationship to wash clothes? Are you serious?
It's not beneath me. It's just not going to be my job to do. That's something that we should take.
Hey, ladies, Delaware and Virginia, do you also feel the same way?
I can't. Oh, go ahead, Mary. Okay, I'm sorry. I believe that there are womanly duties in a marriage that a woman is supposed to do. Now, are they set in the list? You're supposed to wash the clothes, clean the house, cook the food. No, I mean, I guess you need to define them according to your relationship with your spouse or whatever.
Right.
You need to sit down and define that. However, no, it's definitely not beneath me, but I do feel, you know what I mean, if the situation was he was the breadwinner, I mean, he definitely was, you know, the breadwinner of the house, made the more income, was gone most of the time, okay, and I wasn't, and I was able to be home, then therefore I would be the one who would clean more, wash the clothes more, cook more, because he's working more. So it's like a trade-off. When my husband was in the Navy and he had downtime and I was working two jobs, he cleaned the house, he washed the clothes, he had dinner ready when I came home. So it was a trade-off. We never complained about that, or that was never an argument in our house, because we both, you know what I'm saying, we assessed the situation, whatever the circumstances were, and, you know, we conformed accordingly. So,
right, and that's the way it should be, though. And that's dope. And that's the way it should be.
Toya,
what you
say? Toya,
you making
Eddie
do all the work.
TMI. Hey, we're going to keep this conversation going on the other side of this right here. Toya, don't be working that man at that. Folks, you and two to TMI Radio Live. Jump on the line, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We're going to keep this going. Hey, we love you all. TGIF, it's Friday night.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Hey, yo, shot, man. Good look on this, man. I mean, just send it home. Lupe, Common, Kanye, she got me a Ray Charles, man. I'm sorry, dog. I got to get a little on this. This OBC, man. Don't need introduction. Shit, let's get into it, man. I'm going to show you on a soulful journey. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go.
As I clear my mind and relax my thoughts, and my head in the clouds and the stars, they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class, paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. Floating through the galaxy, the free state of mind, that's the route I must take in this current rate of prime. Tell us about a penny, you're a currency, a dime. Turn a team stress free, I'm a beat. The clip of Mac 11, no vote two steppin'. Non-stop journey till I reach the heavens. Reaching to the top, not looking for the bottom. No bad, cause I got faith, yes, I got them. Won't cast the first stone, but I must rock them. Feel them in my body, feel them in my soul. So worth more than diamond, worth more than gold. Nice card deck won't allow me to fold. Just keep on playing in this game.
thoughts and my head in the clouds and the stars they spark so deep in the space in my S-class paparazzi take a picture like click click flash it go click em up flash click em up flash click em up take flight watch me dash it go click em up flash click em up flash click em up take flight watch me dash now get your grind on get your shine on but look over your shoulder cause the devil a blind home now get your grind on get your shine on but look over your shoulder cause the devil a blind home and listen up to the words nouns and the verbs I'ma lead by example, watch and observe. No, I'm not perfect, nor try to be. But I won't accept fake cake, no bribery. Just to receive a few wishes. It's so ambitious. It's so repetitious. If I ever fall weak, Lord, wash me like some dishes. Put me on my feet, walk the earth with the meat. Until the day you wake me up from a deep sleep. Put me on my feet, earth with the meat. Until the day you wake me up from a deep sleep. As I clear my mind and relax my thoughts. And my head in the clouds and the stars, they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class. Paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It go click em up, flash. Click em up, flash. Click em up, take flight, watch me dash. It go click em up, flash. Click em up, flash. Click em up, take flight, watch me dash. Can't wait to the day that I see the face. Believing in the holy word through sacred grace. Know it was you who forgave me every sin. Know it was you, yes, the power from within. Creator of all love, so equal. Only live once, has no sequel. And I swear, every time I hit the vocal booth, I give you all praise, not Buddha, Hindu. And told me nothing shall harm me. Reprove me to be in your army. Willing to fight, Lord. Yes, fight, Lord. Cause you are the shield. And I am the sword. Willing to fight, Lord. Yes, fight, Lord. Cause you are the shield. And I am the sword. Yes, fight, Lord. Yes, fight, Lord. Cause you are the shield. And I am the sword. As I shield my mind and relax my thoughts. And my head in the clouds and the stars they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class. Paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It go click em up, flash. Click em up, flash. Click em up, take flight, watch me dash. It go click em up, flash. Click em up, flash. Click em up, take flight, watch me dash.
My man, Oldie Miller, if you have music, you can send it to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We do music spotlights, and this Sunday we probably will have Oldie Miller on the show. On Sunday at 7 o'clock, right here at TM Hyman Radio Live, we're talking about alcoholism and drug use amongst young people. Alcoholism and drug use amongst young people, and we're going to try to get our special guest, Oldie Miller, along with a clinical psychologist that we're trying to get right now. So hopefully they won't be like our freestyle artist tonight and flake out on us, all right? Again, yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome my co-host. We have CeeLo out of Charlotte. We got Toya out of Delaware. We got Dee Dee out of VA. Appreciate y'all. Again, welcome to the show. It's about 10:28 in the city. In all of our cities, it's 10:28.
10:29. No,
it's 10:29. It just rolled over to 10:29. It's 9:29 in Kansas City. 8:29 in Utah. What's cracking? Tonight we're talking about who makes the money? Who brings home the bacon? You know, does that make them the king of the castle or the queen of the castle? Is money what, you know, puts the title or the crown on the head? I say, you know, if a man is in the house, if he's daddy, he should be the head. He should be the protector. He should be, you know, he should be the provider. And as long as he's bringing home enough that takes care of the household, you know, then that's what his obligation is. You know, if we want to live a fancy smancy life, then, you know, me and my wife, we got to work together. Me and my significant other, we got to work together. You know, that's how it should go down. We got different perspectives going on here tonight, and that's what it's all about. This is Be Real Radio. I thought, CeeLo, I don't know if it's, like, controversial, if you just like being controversial or not. But it is your personality. You've always been, you know,
right, so it's like I'm making any of this up.
You're definitely not making it up. But do you really think you could be married, you know what I'm saying, and not,
you know, like just do specific things domestically, because you don't even sound like, you know, you think, you know, that there is no domestic aspect of the relationship. And I totally disagree with you.
No. See, it's not. The thing is that, okay, like for instance, the state that I'm in now, like physically, right? There are certain things that I'm not able to do. So, no, I wouldn't need a man around me that doesn't know how to vacuum a floor, or wash dishes, or has a problem with it. No, I don't. My father washed clothes and cooked and did all that. His wife doesn't do that. You know what I'm saying? She don't even cook. He cooks. He does everything, and he works and owns a company. So it's like
there's a lot of men who don't mind.
A man almost.
We know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? I wash my own.
No, not every man.
Most men. I'm going to say a lot of men, because you know what? You're right. Most men don't, because just like, guess why? Because they feel like that's domestic, and there's certain things that should come along in a relationship. That's how they were raised.
Right. I mean, there's
some
men.
My mom was somewhat like you, though. My mom was somewhat like you, to where she was, you know, she taught, you know, me and my brother to, you know, do it. Do it yourself.
It though, you know what I'm saying, for yourself, if nothing else. And then God forbid you bring children into this world, and then you can't take care of them because you don't know how to cook or boil eggs or nothing. you gotta know how to eat or feed yourself.
Right. Who has children on the call? Who has, just for the record, you know, I know who has children on the call, but, you know, amongst the hosts, who has children? My question is, who has children, and how are you rearing your child?
I have a child.
We all have children.
According to this concept tonight, the head of the household, how are you rearing them to understand the concept of how the head of the household works?
Well, I don't think I'm rearing my daughter to the concept of head of household, but I'm just teaching her responsibility altogether. Like in my household, I do take care of most of the domestic work. I don't mind doing it. It's not something that we've laid out, okay? I'm going to take care of washing the clothes, cleaning and cooking, and you're going to mow the lawn. And like, we don't have anything laid out like that. That's just what I do. I clean, I wash clothes, I go grocery shopping, shop for, you know, home supplies.
Is that because it comes natural based on how you were reared?
Yes, because that's what I saw my mother doing. And I don't have a problem doing it. And if I get tired and I don't want to do it, then he'll do it. He has no problem with doing it, and it's not like he can't do it, but it's just what I do. But on the other hand, you know, we both work full-time jobs. He gets home earlier than I do. So a lot of times I'll come home and dinner's already done. He's already finished doing homework with my daughter. So it's not like I do everything. I do a lot of stuff, but so does he. So we swap off. It's not like, you know, I handle a certain thing and he handles certain things and that's it. I mean, I handle the majority of, you know, the household duties, but that's just what I do. It's not because he said that's what I'm going to do because he's the head of household. Let's make that clear. But it's just what I do. Let's put that out there, okay?
That's absolutely clear.
That's just what I do. And my daughter sees that, and she has her responsibilities too, okay? Trash goes out tomorrow, so you need to go and collect all the trash from all of the bathrooms and all of the rooms in the house. You need to clean your room every week. I fold her clothes, but I leave them in her room. She has to put them up, you know, things like that. Pick up after yourself.
But that's
I'm not your maid.
That's independence, right?
So I don't think I'm bringing her up to, you know, see that as a head of household, he does nothing, and mommy's going to do everything, and that's what you're going to do when you get older. No, she needs to know how to do things on her own, and however she handles her relationships when she gets older, that's on her. But she's going to be able to take care of herself and do for herself. You know, I don't think that has anything to do with the head of household, but you're not going to be lazy in my house, and you're not going to be a slob or a bum. And when you get older, you're not going to be that way either, because that's not how you were brought up. Well, I hope that's not how she's going to be. You know,
No doubt. Appreciate that feedback. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We are talking about, you know, head of household. You know, what makes you the head of the household? If she makes more money or if he makes more money, is that what deems you head of household? The perspective's tonight to say yes, say no, all right? If you want to weigh in, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hello.
come on in.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello. Come on in. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I seen you watching. So let's go. Let's get it popping.
Captain of the cool kids. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lot of that, you couldn't find a better guy. King shoot fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta to sing with, cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She fly away and fly away like a minion. You sing tip, checking in a five-star suite.
Come on.
With some five-star freaks, get high all week. Let's catch me in the week, I was up the night with y'all sleep. In a fast car, super fast, boss backseat. That's me, and nothing nice. Take a couple nights to the moon, say goodbye in the sun, greeting us like
hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good evening. You go. You been in. Cause you know that you really need it. And I'm the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby, you're dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights
on. I'm leaning on the bar, that's a crazy little song. When he falls, I'm giving my pride. 25 on the bag, I've been stepping on the air. 20 bag, cause I'm going to die.
That's your boyfriend, feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Feel like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we on that.
I'm loving the Lord of that movie.
You know, we on that.
Hello.
Let's go.
Good morning.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, y'all. Hey, turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. Bad boy. Let's work. Come on. Let's work. Don't stop. Let's rock. Let's work. Make you feel good to the next. Don't stop. Stop speed. Let's work. It's that dirty money.
Fly as he, your baby mama cry for me like Jodeci. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally cold. Little did he know how that did he flow. How that did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Yeah, I like this.
Come on, can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you.
That dirty money.
That's your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
Radio Live. Big up to everybody listening in Oregon. Big up to everybody out there listening again in Kansas City. Texas is tuning in tonight. Alabama, Georgia, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New York, Florida. It's your man, T.M. Hyman. Everybody standing by for our finance segment. Everybody loves Toya. It's on you. Coming out of Delaware tonight.
Good evening, everyone. Originally, I wanted to give some more information on credit unions versus banks. However, I started doing a little school shopping for my daughter this week and realized how expensive it is, especially if you procrastinate and wait till the last minute the way that I do. So I wanted to give a little information on how you can save money on back-to-school shopping. As everyone knows, school will be starting. Some schools here in Delaware actually started this week. But over the next 2 to 3 weeks, most kids will be back in the school full time. So one thing you can do to save money when you are actually school shopping is shop tax-free. A lot of states have sales tax holidays, which allow you to shop and not pay any sales tax on the items that you purchase. It will vary on what type of items you can purchase, and when it actually happens varies from state to state. But you can actually check online to find out when those holidays are, and you can shop during those tax-free holidays so that you don't pay taxes on school supplies and clothing and things of that sort. Another thing that you can do that I've heard some people do, and I've actually read online, is some people that are close in close-knit communities and they know a lot of people in their community, they have back-to-school swap parties. And what happens is a lot of people know that your kids, they just don't want the same book bag the next year. There's nothing wrong with it. It's clean, looks fairly new. Same with lunch bags and lunch boxes, pencil boxes and things of that sort. They usually do a swap off. They can do, with their family and friends in the community, they meet in one location and they just swap off on items that they don't want any longer or the children don't want any longer. And now you're getting items for free. You're not paying for it. So that's another thing that you can do. Don't forget to hit the bargain stores. Most people forget all about dollar stores when they're out doing their back-to-school shopping. But just keep in mind that you're at a dollar store, so a lot of items that cost $3, $4, maybe even $5, you can get at dollar stores for pretty much a dollar. The only big difference is that you're not going to get those, like, designer-colored notebooks and, you know, fancy pens and things of that sort. But if you purchase these plain items, you can make it kind of like an art project for your child to decorate their own school supplies and things of that sort. So they can, you know, put their own little unique spin on the things that they're taking back to school, and they definitely won't have what another student has. So that's something else you can do. Don't wait until the last minute to shop like I do. You can shop all year long. People know that there are sales that are going on all year long on school supplies, clothes, and things of that sort. You know there are certain items that kids need every year, regardless of the age or grade that they're in. Pencils, pens, highlighters, markers, color pencils, papers, notebooks, and things of that sort are things you can purchase when they're actually on sale, and you don't have to worry about spending more money on those items later on down the line. Take advantage of layaway. There are still some stores that have layaway, stores such as Kmart. Kmart's not the old Kmart that we're used to. They have a lot of nicer things like clothes and things of that sort. I'm in stores now. You can pay on clothes and back-to-school items for, I believe, over an 8-week period, some stores up to 12 weeks, and you don't have to worry about spending money right out of your pocket right then and there, a big lump sum. So, you know, it makes you kind of a savvy shopper if you take advantage of layaway, especially if you're using a credit card, because you have a smaller balance each month to pay off opposed to that one lump sum that you have to take time to pay off, so you're losing money on interest and things of that sort. The other thing you can do is cash in on your kids' clothes. This is just something that I started doing just this year. But there are a lot of consignment shops in different areas that you can take your kids' clothes to. You know, the kids outgrow their clothes every year. And if they're, you know, gently used and they look pretty new, you can actually take those clothing items to consignment shops. Now, there's a difference between consignment shops and actual stores that purchase clothes from you right on the spot. With consignment shops, they don't give you money on the spot. They actually have to sell your product before you get money. And then there's also clothing stores that will give you money on the spot for items. So you can shop in the store while you're there, or you can take the money and leave and shop elsewhere.
One of those places is like Plato's Closet. I visited like a Plato's Closet a couple of months ago, and I had never known about the store. And they actually buy used clothes, and they resell them. And I thought that was the coolest thing. And the way they kind of color. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna say you're right, because you have a lot of name brands. I mean, you have Abercrombie and Fitch, Hollister, American Eagle, and that stuff is not inexpensive. But you can get those items for like 75% off, you know, the regular cost that you would if you purchased them brand new. And they are very picky in particular which clothes to actually buy back from people. They won't take anything that looks worn or old or raggedy, anything that has any type of stain. So they go through the items, each article individually while you're there, and they'll let you know what they'll take and what they won't and what, you know, type of money they'll offer to you right there before you leave the store. So, yeah, there it's really nice. We have a Plato's Closet here as well. So
cool.
Just keep that in mind. Yeah, you can sell your clothes on eBay through Craigslist. A lot of people do that. I mean, you can also buy at outlet malls. We talked about that before. The markdown's 20% to 60% off retail price, especially if you purchase off-season. Like right now, all of the summer items are on sale. So you can stockpile on clothing, you know, shoes and things of that sort for next year. You know your kids are going to jump up two sizes or what have you. You can buy items that are normally $30 for as low as maybe $7. So that's something else that you can look at. And one last thing would be to find deals online. There are a lot of online stores that offer free shipping. They offer money off of a certain amount that you may spend online. So you can save a lot of money shopping online. You can save time. You don't have to drag the kids to the store with you, and you don't waste money on gas. So that's another thing that you can look at.
Absolutely. We appreciate the tips coming out of Delaware tonight. Ohio's tuned in. Georgia's tuned in. Canada's tuned in, and we so appreciate it.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
You will never make it. I look back and laugh, says you must be mistaken. Well, you're Jay Wright, your music's too basic. Nah, I spit Bible verses, man, my rhyme's sacred. Then I sat back and said, dog, why you hating? Checked his name tag and said, how my name is Satan. Took his hand and said, where you been? I've been waiting, pacing. Now you hear the thoughts of celebration. All drink from me, I ain't even out my mind. God's with me, dog. You can never stop my grind. Headed to my jeweler, told him upgrade and shine. Put my name in my watch, dog. It's my time. I'm from Iowa, man. That's no lie. I'm a Hawkeye, that's why I'm so fly. Maybe that's why I've already dreamed this. Success like a rerun, I already seen it. Your career's scenic. Me, I'm in the fast lane. You must have took a left when I went right like my last name. It's all bad, but you wanna know the sad thing? You would sell your soul for some fame and some cash, man. But not me, though. It is what it is. I work so hard, I know I deserve this.
Closer to my dream, my dream, my dream.
And everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dreams, dreams.
Closest to heaven I've ever seen, in my dream.
And everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dreams, dreams.
Closer to my dream. My
and as I sit back and reminisce to 06, who would have ever thought I'd be so focused? I know you're thinking, Jay, what happened back then? October 21st, I lost my brother Tim. He wasn't blood, he was just my best friend. And the angel sent from heaven, aka my blessing. And this is no lie, right after Tim died, I didn't want to live, so I attempted suicide. I overdosed and left my crib walking and passed out in the parking lot coughing. What I thought was coming for me next, a coffin. Till I heard somebody over me talking. I looked up and it was Tim over me. You should have seen his face, he was standing there scolding me. He said, Jay, bruh, what's wrong? I said, ever since you've been gone, I've been feeling all alone. He said, Jay, what about my daughter? I need you to teach her all the things I would have taught her. I said, bruh, he said, no. sit back and listen. Your group is like a so-so. Sleep in your kitchen. Major league, you're floating. Just keep pitching. You see your favorite rapper, you'll be dead in this position. Then he said, Jay, I just talked to Christ. And it's about time you go back to your life. The next thing I know, I've seen a bright light. And the doctor over me saying, son, you'll be alright. So if I look tired, it is what it seems. When I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream.
Closer to my dream. My dream.
Everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream. Dream.
Closest to heaven I've ever seen. In my dream.
Everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream. Dream.
Closer to my dream, my dream.
That's my man Jay Wright. Closer is the name of the song. Big up to my homie Calvin out on the pier. My man Bobby on the job, and James that's on the train. They all tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live. We appreciate the support. Tonight we're talking about if she or he makes more money. Is that what makes them the head of the household? Is it the finances? Ladies, I pose this question. If money kind of dictated what happened in the household, what happens when a person that makes the most money loses their job? Then what's the deal?
Then that other person better get up off their ass and do something. You better have a backup plan.
Well, yeah, we usually do try to have a backup plan. That's why you need to make sure you have savings to cover at least 3 to 4 months worth of bills, people. Let's keep that in mind. But no, if my husband lost his job tomorrow, that's just some things in life happen. I wouldn't say, okay, things have changed, now I'm running this. No, I'm just...
It should definitely not be that way.
Definitely support him. You don't have the money is not there. Everything that you built, you just didn't build money. You built a relationship. You put sweat equity. You working on something. You just don't leave them because now the provider is the vehicle he used in order to provide for his family has now let him go. You support him, and then, you know, you work hard in order until, you know, he gets back on top of him, gets back on his feet again. Because if he's a good man, if he's a provider, the head of his household, he's not going to stay that long. He's not going to let that woman carry that burden. He's going to handle his business. That's what I've always experienced. That's the way it has been in my house. So, you know, for it to be reversed, or for a woman to say, oh, it's okay, and just continue to live and let that man not get back on his feet or help that man or motivate him to, it's just that wouldn't work in my household because, you know, I'm pushing you. We're going to do whatever we need to do, but I'm going to hold it down for you until you get back there. But trust and believe, you're going to get back there.
What if he gets too depressed and then he just, like, just forget it and, like, it falls into, like, a deep depression and don't
gotta
do nothing.
Go.
Right.
We're going to pray.
How long does that last, you know?
But I just think as a head of household, he should already have a backup plan. I know for a doubt my husband has a backup plan. So if something was to happen to his job right now, I would still be taken care of, no problem. And my daughter would be taken care of, no problems. So as a
because you know what? Because at the end of the day, what being head of the household is really about is it's about taking care of business, and it's
That's
about
right.
having a backup plan, and having savings, and having a contingency. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what head of the household is really about. It just comes along with the responsibilities.
But that's supposed to be part of why you're in a relationship anyway. You know what I'm saying? Is the fact that you see eye to eye enough to be able to cohabitate with each other in the first place. I think that's the point, period.
Okay.
Okay, I don't disagree with that. Folks, if you're just tuning in tonight, we're talking about if she or he makes more money, does that make him the head of the household? As you can see, you know, a lot of different perspectives. You can jump on the chat. Click chat now. That's the green button right there on your screen. We got folks checking in from Wyoming. I've never been to Wyoming. I've never thought about it. But if we can get enough folks tuned in, we'll come out there, TM Hyman Radio Live. If y'all got music out there, like in the mountain area, because what's that? Wyoming is like Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado. It's like that mountain area. What time is it? It's like 10, 9, it's 8 o'clock. It's 8:55 in Wyoming right now. If you got music out there, hey, send it to me. I'll play it. I'll say this because I say it to any state, anywhere in the world. Even if it's whack as hell, I'll play it one time, even coming out of Wyoming. Wow. Send it to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Nebraska, wow, you're checking in. We appreciate that. What's out in Nebraska?
Corn.
What's out in Nebraska?
That's as good as mine.
Corn and
a lot of land.
Okay,
and
956.
Native American.
Nebraska. Okay.
Native American.
I don't know what's in Delaware, so hey.
Can we play Jeopardy?
That's what's good. Folks, we take this this conversation very seriously. We hope that you're listening really to the kind of gain perspective. It's all about empowerment. You know, this is Empowerment Radio, Be Real Radio. We got CeeLo coming out of Charlotte. We got Toya coming to you live out of Delaware and Dee Dee coming to you live out of Virginia tonight. I'm your man T.M. Hyman coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. We literally got the East Coast on lock right now. We got folks tuned in all over the world.
Karen.
Ladies, go for it.
I just wanted to go back to something you had asked us earlier, and it was about our kids as far as, you know, teaching them or how we bringing them up. And I just wanted to say one thing that before my husband passed away, Deja always saw her father take care of her mother. So even now, like if she sees me with a headache or I'm not feeling good, she automatically gets into take care mode because she always saw her dad. She'll say, Mommy, you want to rest? You want to lay down? I know you're not feeling well, because she always saw her dad do certain things. So I didn't have to, like, teach her or raise, you know, bring her certain things, because he showed her those things. He showed her, you know, so he has shown, given her some kind of foundation on what, when she gets older, what to expect from the man that she decides to share time and space with. You know,
and don't children emulate, absolutely. Don't children emulate what they see? And even us as adults,
yeah.
You know, it's like association brings on assimilation, right? If you hang around people long enough, you start to become, you know, like who they are. And that's, I mean, that's just, it's humanistic. You know what I'm saying? It's sociology, it's behavior.
Right.
So, you know, that's real. Yeah. That's real. Yeah.
I don't know. I think some people. I'm very honest with my daughter. I want her to be independent. Like, I've taught her a lot of things that, in the event if I'm not there, if anything happens. I mean, I know anything's possible. My father was, you know, raised without a mother because she died giving birth. You know, and so it's like, I don't understand. I don't know where he learned how to respect women. I don't know how he learned to take care of women, clean up. I don't know where he learned any of that at. You know what I'm saying? But he set an example, and it's like, okay, yeah, I guess the man is supposed to be able to do everything. And it doesn't mean I'm not going to help, but just be able to do it. I mean, I just don't want to. I don't want to do it by myself. I refuse to.
You shouldn't have to do it by yourself. You know
what I'm saying? Not if you're going to be in my space. No, by no means.
Right.
Not at all.
Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Again, we got folks tuned in all over the world tonight. We're talking about if he or she makes more money, does that make them the head of the household? A lot of different perspectives tonight. Again, we got our co-hosts, you know, and they're like my special guests. CeeLo coming to you out of Charlotte. Toya coming to you live out of Delaware. We got Dee Dee coming to you with our health and wellness segment. As she do every show, trying to help us to stay fit. And that's brought to you by Massages for Life. Folks, it is 10:59 where I am. Actually, 11 o'clock right now where I am. And I'm feeling real good, ready for the weekend. This is the new one from Darnell Jones, Love Like This.
Really listening to the show. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
917-889-3926 is the number. It's been kind of quiet, and I understand y'all getting ready for the club. That is not my plight. I am so damn tired when I get off the air tonight.
Oh boy.
I really need to clean up. I need to just really clean up my house when I get there. Leave the studio, shoot to the cribbo, and clean up. This has been a hard week for me. I hope your week has been great. We want to kind of wind down this conversation tonight. A lot of perspectives. But, I mean, for real, I appreciate your honesty, everybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the one thing about it is we're respecters of, you know, people. And, you know, it takes all kind. You know what I'm saying? It's like it takes a village to raise a child. Just understand that if everybody has an opportunity to do it better, we all have an opportunity to do it better. And sometimes we need to do it a little different in order to do it better. And feedback is important. You got to be able to give feedback, receive feedback, and apply feedback in order to improve your quality of life. And anybody that's looking to improve their quality of life, sometimes, you know, the truth hurts. You know what I'm saying? So the whole purpose of what we talk about when we talk about it is to kind of stimulate thought and to spark perspective. Because, you know, sometimes the concept of, you know, not being able to teach old dogs new tricks, you know what I'm saying? If the old dog just did a new trick, you know, it might, you know, give him more life. You know, I mean, and that metaphorically, that applies to any and everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because some people can't be told. Some people don't like, you know, applying feedback. And it's all good, but it doesn't hurt anybody but that particular individual. That's kind of where I am. And I've spoken and, you know, stated my position on the head of the household. You know, I think, you know, dude should always step up to the plate. And, you know, that's just my perspective. Money, it takes money. You know, you got to have a job. To me, if you have a family and you've committed, you know, in a relationship, then you got to have a job. You're supposed to take care of your household, your kids, make sure everybody can eat, nobody's hungry, nobody's abused, you know. I mean, you know, everybody's healthy. That's the relationship that you've committed to. That's the responsibility of the head of the household.
Yeah, absolutely, you know? Right. You're absolutely right. And the funny thing about it is you wonder if, like, you know how a lot of mothers, I see this more often than not, where a lot of mothers, they kind of coddle their boys. And then the boys just think that they're just supposed to be taken care of. I hate to see that. And that's when you come to that imbalance in a relationship. And because it's like, I don't know. Is it being childish or a lack of what? You know what I'm saying? What is that?
Yeah, let's take a caller.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. You know what? Let's take a caller, ladies. Some folks have been standing by for a minute. 757, last four digits, 0612. The line is open to you. 757-0612. Tell us your name, where you're calling from in Virginia.
Name J. True, calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
What's cracking?
What's going on with y'all, man?
Yo. Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Hello?
We may have lost him. Sounds like we lost him, all right. Another caller. Go right ahead. Go ahead. Who's that? Go ahead.
Hello?
Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
Oh, my name is Angel.
Yo.
Hey, Angel.
Checking in from VA. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. What's going on? Very interesting.
A little low tonight, man. I know you was just in a little bang, homie. Glad you all right.
Yeah.
Glad you all right, man.
Oh, what happened?
I got, y'all sure y'all want to talk about this on the radio?
Okay, maybe not.
No.
Maybe it's sidebar. Don't
talk about that. Okay, you want to land on the topic?
I called.
Just
yeah,
glad you're all right, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Thank you
for
joining us.
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
I miss
hey,
you.
Hey, just to tell the people what's on your mind. Yeah, you called in. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah, man. About the head of household stuff, man. Whoa, that's kind of deep. You know what I'm saying? a lot of people feel like the person who make the most money is the head of the household. And that necessarily ain't true. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, in my household, my wife make more money than me. You see what I'm saying? But I'm the head of the household. You know what I'm saying?
It's, right.
I mean,
absolutely.
I feel like,
and that's how it's supposed to be.
Right. I just feel like she is, the way our relationship is, everything is 50-50. Everything. But she looks to the man to do certain things that the woman shouldn't have to do. It's not that they can't do it, they shouldn't have to. You know what I'm saying? So that's what makes me head of the house.
And what are some of those things that she feels she shouldn't have to do?
Take out the garbage. You know what I'm saying? Take out the garbage. Put things up around the house. You know what I'm saying? Just little stuff like that. You know what I mean? Look, the little things in a relationship can make all the difference in the world. You know what I'm saying? You might have a dude who go home, a husband and a wife who both work the same amount of hours. But she come home, she cook, she clean, she wash the clothes, she do get the kids ready, do all that. He just go to work. You know what I'm saying? And he make the most money, so that make him head of the household. No, because if the woman make the most money and she still come home and do all that stuff, does that make her the head of the household? You see what I'm saying? So I feel like,
So she can be. Why not?
No, it's not. What I'm saying is a stereotype. You know what I'm saying? It don't necessarily mean that because you do everything. That makes you the head of the household because you pay for everything. That don't make you the head of the household. You know what I'm
saying? And then what do you think makes you the head of the household then?
I think.
Just your actions or what? Deeds, not words? What?
Because you a dude?
No, I think what makes you the head of the household, it doesn't mean that a woman can't be the head of her household. I mean, my mama was the head of the household. You see what I'm saying? So it's not like
right.
A woman can be. I just feel like that if you got a man, okay, he should be your head of the household, no matter in what situation. But this is a man who does what he's supposed to do by his woman. See what I'm saying? That's by the Bible. See what I'm saying? The Bible tells you that. And it's a lot of New Age stuff. When we go by the New Age stuff, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm not in no way sexist or none of that. You can ask them like that. You know what I'm saying? I just really feel like when you're going back, when you basing your relationship, I'm a God-fearing man. I base my relationship off of the Bible. You know what I'm saying? So certain things my wife is not going to have to do. See what I'm saying? And when things get tough, like right now I'm in a situation where I got to go to work. You see what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be home in the bed. No, I got to go to work.
Right.
See what I'm saying? That's what makes
no
me out of the house.
No doubt, no doubt. Hey, stand by for me, man. Hey, no doubt. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Stay focused, keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? Remain the head of your household. Folks, this has got to get it. We're going to keep this conversation going on the other side of this jam. TM Hyman Radio Live. Got to get it.
Every day I'm living, waking up. I'm on a mission for it. Rain, sleet, hail, snow, I gotta get it, boy. We hit the interstate, chopping, then bag it. Flipping, re-up, stash the extra for the family. I'm pumping, yeah, popping nothing, dang. You win the game, how long, show me something, fam. He ain't talking about nothing, he's frontin'. We in the kitchen, got the whole hood jumping.
They say that I'm like walking diarrhea. I put shells on your toes like you walk in my Adidas. Not everybody your boss.
What?
I came from where the wolves at. That thing how when deteriorate your little chest. 100 bees busting out the rapper like balloons. His mouth hit the ground like he was in a cartoon. Back room smelling all crazy. Maybe we turning 1 to 3. Trying to get it like the 80s. If you ain't good pumping, then be your middleman. I'm trying to keep it in the circle like a ceiling fan. 7-digit dividend. Selling make my scale jump. Pockets bumpy Johnson. I can get your face slumped. I make that trick 8-thump. Business never personnel. Beating up the pirate. 56 to 112.
Yeah.
I'm pumping, yeah. You popping nothing, dang.
Yeah.
You in the game, how?
day I'm living, waking up, I'm on a mission for it. Rain, sleet, hail, snow, I gotta get it, boy. We hit the interstate, chopping, then bag it. Flipping, re-up, stash the extra for the family. I'm pumping, yeah, you popping nothing, dang. You in the game, how long, show me something, fam. He ain't talking about nothing, he frontin'. We in the kitchen, got the whole hood jumpin'. I'm chefing while niggas is getting tatted. I'm whipping like Ed Vedder. Them cookie rings like Saturn. My old head say I'm out of my mind. I got 72 solid and pool sticks and dimes. I'm trying to get it. Mid grain to 50. 2.5 for 50. 125 for Vicky. Dude's number sideways nowadays. Ain't nobody got a job. Run away, crime pays. Up the road, me and my girl Navi, she know my ETA, and where them people stay, yeah. Where they don't speak English, yeah. That's where you come up, go get them numbers for the low, but keep one up, how you halfway stuck, man, we a hunter, 50K of dice games, it's nothing, whole life bougazes, stop fronting, go get a job or something, don't keep pumping. I'm on a mission for it. Rain, sleet, hail, snow, I gotta get it, boy. We hit the interstate, chopping, then bag it. Flipping, re-up, and stash the extra for the family. I'm pumping, yeah, you popping nothing, dang. You in the game, how long, show me something, fam. He ain't talking about nothing, he frontin'. We in the kitchen, got the whole hood jumping.
You can tweet us at TM Hyman Radio Live. That's right. You can tweet us at TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man TM Hyman. Thanks for joining us. It is 11:17 in the city, and we got our entertainment slash national slash world slash hip-hop news coming out of Charlotte tonight. What up, CeeLo?
Hey, 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 good afternoon in the morning time, everybody. I'm going to start, I'm going to make this short because I want to continue our conversation. But remember, we talked about Wednesday. This is going to be part of, like, the U.S. news. Remember, we talked about Wednesday about the 29-year-old mother that smothered her children? Well, the funeral was today. So they finally laid the children to rest, and it was an open casket funeral. So,
wow.
Right, so I just, you know, wanted to give an update on that story. But on a lighter note, we have, it was a neighborhood in Louisiana that was, like, undertaken, you know, when Katrina hit back in 2005. Well, they've already started rebuilding and people are moving back in there. So,
nice.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I thought I could end the U.S. with that one. Next, look, right. Lil Wayne, he filed a lawsuit against his booking agent, but for like $375,000. And it's just a dispute over like proceeds from like two tours back in 2009. So I guess he's able to sue people while he's locked up. I don't know how they work that
yeah,
out.
He's trying to make up for lost
time. I guess
time.
You have the money, you can do it.
No,
you know.
No, absolutely. You got a team. You got
in
a team
right
working.
Bracket for that one. still in the music entertainment part. Fantasia, as you know, well, some of you may not know that she's being sued by the guy she was cheating with. She's being sued by his wife for, like, destroying their marriage or whatever. And, like, her dad,
Wow. Yeah,
came out of the blue and, like, has her back. So I'll keep y'all, you know, what's going on with that. Hopefully she doesn't try to kill herself again. I thought that was whack, but whatever.
Stop it.
Right. but look. Talk about comebacks. New Kids and Backstreet, they're supposed to be coming back out, and they're going to go on, like, a joint tour, like, next year. Don't really have a date yet, but I'll keep y'all updated on that as well. I want to see that. They're old as hell. They got to be. They got to be. And then last on the list, Kanye West and Raekwon. They are going to do a remix with Justin Bieber. I don't know how you do that either.
Interesting.
I want to see how that turns out. And that is your entertainment news.
I'm your hip-hop informer. It's 11:24. We got your health and wellness segment coming up live out of Virginia here momentarily. That was Freak Tonight. We have our special guests coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina, Delaware, and VA. We had Ames on the line tonight, and he was coming from a real place. Ames, we appreciate your feedback. Again, your line is open right now. Ladies, again, appreciate the dialogue tonight. Real topic, as always.
Oh, no problem.
Not a problem. Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thanks for always keeping it real. Ames, your line is open.
Hey, what's up, brother?
So you all right out there, man?
Yeah, man. All right. I got to get back on where that's all.
All right. Well, you know, take it easy. You know what I'm saying? As you run your household, take it easy.
Oh, you want to know what? Let me speak on this household thing, because I felt the ladies was getting kind of edgy. the head of the household, this is the meaning of my opinion of the meaning of the head of the household. The head of the household is the one who makes the ultimate decisions when there need to be made. That is going to secure and take care of their family and move them in the right direction, progress. You know what I'm saying? That's the head of the household.
High five.
You know what I'm saying? That's the head of the household. Doesn't matter how much money you make, whether it's he or she or what, because it's plenty of dudes who make the most money, but they wife run their house. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody not. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can't make the most money in the house in order to be the head of the household. There's other things that go into it just besides money. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree. High five.
Yeah. No doubt. Folks, we got like 32 minutes left on the show. We're going to keep it moving. Again, Ames, appreciate you tonight, man. Hey, take a rest, man. You know, relax. I know you got to work. You know, you're making it happen, but, rest. Get some rest, bro. Get that energy back.
Epsom salt.
Okay. Y'all just call me when everything over. Y'all call me.
I know, that's fine. Yes, sir.
That's what's good. Be easy. Coming out of, I think that's Portsmouth, VA. VA always representing. Interesting. We got our health and wellness segment coming up here shortly, brought to you by www.massagesforlife.com. www.massagesforlife.com. Area code 757. 757-0612. The line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
My name is Jay True, calling from VA.
Yeah, we lost you earlier, I believe, brother. What's on your
mind? Yeah, look. I want to talk about the head of the household thing.
All right, go for it.
How I feel about the head of the household is, it depends on who you got your union with, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I run in my household, me and my old lady, the master of this dominion. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. 50-50.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody said this new wage is equal opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, it's every time it ain't
equal opportunity. I like that. I like
yeah.
that equal opportunity.
Yeah. Every time it, like, I don't make the most money in my household. You know what I'm saying? But I still got to pay the same amount of bills regardless. So if the wife is left over a little extra after she pay her half, I still got to be a man and bring mine. You know, that's how we do our thing. So I would say it ain't no head of the household in my house. You know what I'm saying? We both the masters of this domain. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I don't make no one decision without her. She don't make no one decision without me. So it's like it's an equal thing. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what's cracking. Hey, Jay True, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
VA is in the building.
Yeah, you know.
Good, my man. Jay True. What's...
Yeah.
What, right.
What up, Lo? What up? What up?
What's up?
Yeah, that's good.
But that's my people, you know. Yeah, but that's really all I got to say about that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm gonna get him to freestyle.
The freestyle.
Yeah.
Are y'all freestyling tonight?
impromptu. How about that? Can we get that?
Hey, all you can do is just become a celebrity and make up for the cats that flaked out on a Freestyle Friday night. Folks, if you got music, if you got talent, you know what I'm saying, hit us up right now. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. My man J True, hey, you got some impromptu hip hop for us?
Yeah, I got something for you. I spit a little quick, little 12 for y'all real quick, man.
Go for it, and we're going to go into this new joint from Dawn called Ugly. Hey, go spit it. Drop it, brother.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, probably rain a lifetime. They go to struggle, placing them situations where them people don't love you, but you got to get the cash right. Effort, hell yeah. If I ain't going to get that money, I ain't never been scared. Some say I go against the grain. I say I'm just doing my thing. Mama say that I'm foolish because my pen's like bluish. And that's okay. I work that work, then I grind. Set me, owe me that money, I need it now. No fella in their favors, nigga, I get cash. So hurry up and count my math, I gotta go. That's what I got.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Think that you are beautiful, but now sometimes I'm scared of just the sight of your face. It's like the monster that I throw is in my closet, call my daddy, and he scared him away. You're hanging out at night with the ghouls and goblins, leaving me here all by myself. You used to be just like Prince Charming, now you got me screaming for help. I used to think that you were pretty. Get you a beautiful.
For relaxation, log on www.massagesforlife.com. Our health and wellness segment, Dee Dee.
Good evening.
You know, normally on Fridays we take health and wellness into the bedroom. So tonight I just wanted to touch real quickly, well, not so much real quickly, but hopefully it's a short, it's not too long. I just want to touch on the key from going to just being friends to going to more than being friends. While it may be tempting to tell a man or woman your friends with that you're attracted to them in a romantic way, you'll get nowhere if they're not already attracted to you. And it won't make them fall in love with you just because you told them that you were attracted to them. He or she won't want anything more than a fling or their friends with the benefit type of arrangement if you tell them that you like them and or attracted to them and they're not attracted to you. So if you want more, you're only going to get yourself hurt. So I have a nice report for you to help you in if that is the direction that you want to go in. A relationship depends on the person being attracted to the person that they're pursuing. When a friendship turns into a love relationship, the attraction was usually there for the man in the beginning. Some women don't know that, and some men and most men won't tell you that. However, the reason they chose not to be romantically involved and chose just to be your friend eludes us all. I guess, you know, you need to ask that particular man. There's a specific subtle shift that you can make in yourself that will magically cause a change in the person that you're trying to pursue and that can help them fall in love with you or fall into like with you, you know, besides being just your friend. Then this can be hard work or it can be easy depending on the person that you're pursuing or also depending on yourself. There have definitely been instances in the world, I want to let you know, nothing's new under the sun, where friends have gone further to become lovers, from lovers to becoming married. And then you have those friends that don't make it to lovers or because they never started off as friends as you know to begin with. But definitely do remember it is easier to go to dating from being friends than to go try to be friends and you started dating first and you didn't work on that friendship. Now, here are a couple of instructions or little steps that can help you, again, if you're trying to pursue someone who's your friend and you want to take it to the next level. Again, the things that you'll need in order to make this happen for you is a friend who is romantically interested in you or that you think may be romantically interested in you. First, you might want to flirt with that particular person. Don't be afraid to be a little sexy or to do some light touching. You don't want to have no more lengthy therapy conversations. If you normally get together with your friend to talk about his likes, her likes, their relationships, issues like that, you want to stop that because if you're trying to pursue that person, you don't want those long therapy sessions going on about what kind of problems they're having with someone else or what kind of problems you're having with someone else. That might turn them off. And you might want to also do fun things together, like go to the movies. If you're into walking the dog, you might want to walk the dog. I like to eat, so, you know, go out for dinner. You know, if you just like to be by the water, like, you know, for instance, Terrence likes water. You may want to take him out to the water, to the beach, something like that. Also, another way to get them interested is through humor. If you feel like, you have a sense of humor, you might want to tell them a couple jokes, get them interested. Or just to see where their head is at, if they're, you know, feeling you or not feeling you. No, under no circumstances, do not force yourself onto your friend. You should then, if you find yourself in that situation, you may want to back up because you're about to turn that friendship into a no-ship. It's very crucial that you enter.
Right. No-ship.
It's very crucial that you analyze your relationship with your so-called friend before you even think about changing it to another level or to taking it to being lovers. Because, again, friends are forever, and that's what you want your relationship to be or your love relationship to be forever. So make sure that, you know, you take care of that friend relationship first and talk, communicate to make sure that you know that you're taking it into the right direction. And, again, if you're not too serious when you ask or you hint around with that person about taking the relationship to another level, it'll be a lot easier for you both. Because normally if you're a little bit too serious, what happens is your feelings get hurt because if that person is not feeling you or they don't want to take it there and you're already there, you're amped up with your feelings and your emotions, you're going to get hurt. And not only are your feelings going to get hurt, your confidence and stuff is going to be hurt as well. So.
No doubt. Exactly. We appreciate the tips, the feedback, and all that from VA. We always got the hot health and wellness tips coming to us from WWW Massages for Life. This is Growth, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Yo, it's kind of funny watching clowns on these trap beats. Why the ace on the corner trying to trap keys? Got a money flow, keep them down in corner keys. Get your face boxed in like a pile of green. Best believe I'm speaking Spanish if I'm talking green. Got a new Benz boat called a submarine. Every day I live the life of the triple beam. Ski mask games, burn stacks with the team. Them ace boys got old money like Rossman was having. NBA average with the cabbage, lady see what's happening. Out in the ass, we speaking Spanish, headed to the games. We in the matching flow, pitching hundreds on the road. Got mama teachers waving like they on parade. Know what it is if I'm stepping out those six coats. Reminisce on old times, smoking with CLO. Now I'm on store and the lyric on coast to coast. 600 for a pound is sort of what I miss the most. Damn shame when your own niggas turn to cut those. Getting lower than you just to get the product off the boat. That bullshit is get your ass into a plastic float. First class, never coach. Why do a five and out when I can run the fucking post? Nice sharp enough to cut a nigga like he oven roast. Many hoes and strips of dope. Fluff it up to pitch it low. In the spot, blinds closed. In hell, it's no eyes closed. Y'all niggas got to know. Y'all niggas got to know. H.A.C.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. As we wind this conversation down, we're going to talk it out. I appreciate y'all ladies for participating and sharing. And thank you to the people listening all across the world tonight. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man, T.M. I'm tired as hell. And it's time for me to lay it down. It's 11:42 in the city. I still got a little bit of energy, though. We got to wind this thing down. Hey, folks.
See aura.
See aura.
Which he always energy.
Energy. See aura. You can log on. MrTMHyman.Ciora.com. www.MrTMHyman.Ciora.com for energy and a good night's sleep. And if you got pain, hey.
Yes, take it.
Hey. Soon the opportunity for artists all across the world to submit to a website. You are going to be able to showcase your music, sell your music, promote your music, make money off of your music directly. And hopefully it'll blow up and it'll make a lot of people successful and put some money in people's pocket. And you can all do it right through T.M. Hyman Radio Live. So stay tuned for that opportunity. And we're going to give away things weekly. We're going to get a couple of big, you know, music entities involved, like possibly if you're listening, anybody who works for Guitar City. We're looking for your sponsorship. We're looking for your love. Hey, are y'all familiar with the artist Katy Perry?
Yes.
Katy Perry's a cutie. For those who don't know who Katy Perry is, she's a Caucasian artist. I think I would say pop artist, but she reminds me so much of Lil' Kim.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Her style or... everyone knows who Katy Perry is, don't they?
I don't know.
Isn't that who
sings
that song? Hot and cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she said no shot. You know.
Dang it.
you gotta come out outside of the world of hip hop, woman.
Dang it.
Ooh. Outside the world of hip hop. I'm talking to
I know about Katy Perry. I know about this little girl from what's the name of that group? Paramore. I know about Paramore. Like, they're dope. My daughter likes them.
I know about a lot of music.
Oh, did you say no, Dee Dee?
Who?
I know about Katy Perry.
Okay, so everybody know about Katy Perry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just got familiar with Katy Perry, so I ain't gonna front. I didn't know who Katy Perry was. So the fact that y'all knew who Katy Perry was, forget y'all. I didn't know who the hell she was. Yeah, I just
when
I saw her, she looked like Little Kim.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so, you know, again, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. We've been talking about if she or he made more money, did that make them the head of the household? You know, so to make sure we clear, you know, because, hey, the one thing we didn't double back to earlier is, you know, we went out talking about, you know, work Eddie to death. Then don't be working Eddie to death, Toya.
Oh, he does not work to death. Trust and believe.
He likes what he does, doesn't he, Toya?
Hey, trust and believe. Eddie does not work to death, okay? And I dare him to say that he's
on his to-do list.
There's nothing wrong with those honey-do lists. But,
hey,
you know, it's supposed to be balanced. It's supposed to be balanced. Like the brothers said, that, you know, they're not going to make y'all take out the trash. You know, they're going to take out the trash as a responsibility.
Yeah, you're right about
like
that.
I believe you're supposed to, CeeLo, don't go there because you say you don't even want to wash the damn clothes. You're supposed to wash
I said, I'm not going to wash the man's clothes. No, hell no, no. Damn it.
You're gangster with it. You need to.
Why not,
CeeLo?
What's wrong with washing a man's clothes?
But I think it's something psychological. I'm serious. It's like.
Well, you need to go get
some
help.
I don't know what that is. I don't like it.
Go get some help. Go get some help. I don't like it either.
Or maybe, you know, maybe I just never, like, I'm not into them that much to want to wash their clothes. I mean, like, they
wow.
should be responsible.
No, you know what?
I wash
you know
my
what?
Clothes. I know when the hell they're dirty. Don't look at me and ask me where your underwear at. I don't know.
Hey, world.
Underwear.
This is electric chameleon. It's called You Nailed Me. CeeLo, you just nailed me. Team Hyman Radio Live.
Girl, I never had a clue. You say you work an hour behind me. Oh, what a conspiracy, I never thought you would. I was such a fool for your love, a puppet to control. I never realized my friends, they tried to let me know. Wonder where I could see my way, I wouldn't let them know. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it. Instead, you nailed me. I feel stressed, oppressed when you put me to the test. Can't believe the way that I was overly obsessed with you and yours, every time that you will knock, I'll let you through my door of love. Just like a double, let you free to do whatever. I thought you owned it, that perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it, instead you nailed me. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it, that perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it, instead you nailed me. Of the city mayor, you roll the dice for the six, forgetting the previous chance that you just missed.
to the way you nailed me. It was meant to be, but now I'm in the archives, saying what's on my mind. And it is evident for everyone to see that you are not a monster, but a blessing to me. And times change, and people do accordingly, following the process devised by the principle. Yeah, the principle that underlines all of creation. Life is meant to be easy. Yeah, it's all about believing in one. Now I think I've learned my lesson. Yeah, people display false first impressions. Get to know them first. Don't give in. Sooner or later, in time you will see they'll be playing your mind.
M. Hyman Radio Live, hello.
TM Hyman Radio Live, hello.
Well, let's keep the conversation going without TM Hyman, maybe. I don't know what's
maybe.
Going on with that, but.
Technical difficulties, ladies, but we can keep on rolling. This evening we had a great conversation talking about head of household, definitely bringing different perspectives. CeeLo out of Charlotte, Toya out of Delaware, and Dee from Virginia. Ladies, do you have anything else for the people?
No, I think just to sum it up, I mean, the head of household, depending on how you look at it, you know, if you look at it from a religious perspective and, you know, what God you serve or what have you, and even if you don't, head of household to me would be the male, regardless of the money that he makes or doesn't make. He still has that job to provide for and take care of family, make decisions, and he has to answer for that. So, I mean, you know, if he makes more money than his wife or the wife makes more money than him, it's a mutual respect, so.
Hello?
Oh,
Live. Thanks, ladies, for joining us tonight. Thank you for joining us out there in Radio Land. We got about 2 minutes left in the show. Apologize for the slight technical difficulties tonight. Again, thanks for joining me tonight, ladies.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely, it's Friday night out there, you know. So we want, you know, folks to remember, you know, just put some thought into the conversation tonight. Evaluate your situation at home, you know what I'm saying? What makes you the head of the household? What are you validating as the head of the household, you know? A lot of conversations. You can check out the podcast right here, you know, on the webpage. Click, you know, the show, and it should give you a list of shows, and you can go back and download the podcast and, you know, go take a jog, listen. Apply some of the perspective. Let's get out of here tonight with who do we want to go out with? Let's see. We need some party music, right? This is Stay in Tune.
Oh, you got the rhythm and blues. I'm here to go with your crew, so everybody just stay in tune. Yeah. Cause your body won't move if you can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Homie, we're hotter than June, and you're coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, I'm on the book, give me boom. Listen to the
symbol
of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Yeah. Stay in tune, homie, check your fucking frequency. Hold the ground, cause these cats ain't seeing me. Niggas screaming thug shit on your webpage. Profile with no dick, won't show your face. In the streets, me mugging get snatched up. Gonna get seconds, no time for backup. Call your lady up, take it to a bar. Later on, she performing like a four star. Now she rapping hard, you a lame side. Got your ass kicked, then I hit the pussy right. I'm fly, something that I'll never be. Do us all a favor, keep yourself free. All these stuff on that moon path. Riding on the passions on the fucking track. Pop a lot of shit, gotta follow it. Keep the words on me, cause I stay with a clip. J.O. was like a wolf when it's hungry. Competition in front of me. Niggas pitching hard. What you saying, Black?
Oh,
knock
bro.
Niggas out the park. Baseball bat.
You got the rhythm and blues. I'm here to bump your crew. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Homie, we hotter than June, and you're coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, I'm on the book, give me room. Listen to the symbol of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune. Figure four, leg lock, hardcore hip hop. And it don't stop, word to the dreadlock. In the weed spot, sipping on getting stout. Fucking weed hot, nigga knowing I'm talking about. From the yard to the star.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.